This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We'll start with the weekend that was.
Yeah.
Conference finals updates here. Big one for OKC last night to take a major step forward. It never felt like Minnesota was out of it.
Right.
But it always felt like Oklahoma City had that counterpunch. Whenever that run happened, it was an SGA tough bucket or Jalen Williams. And by the way, that dude probably has a tough time walking around with those huevos.
I was about to say.
Every big shot that you could muster. That OKC team, even though they're young, it feels like it's their time.
Yeah, ever since you mentioned Jalen Williams, I want to talk about him a little bit. Ever since game six versus Denver, where he was terrible, game seven, he was awesome and helped them advance. He's been lights out to start this series. But I was telling you before the show, there's one thing that stood out about last night to me. And you're older than I am, obviously, as you let the people know at the top of the show.
I'm almost 2X you, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? My shirt size was once 2X. I'm dropping weight, Danny.
Good for you.
Anthony Edwards. Stars in the NBA, I feel like, especially in the postseason, this is the time for you to either have your legacy be written in a positive way or in a negative way if you do not show up. And I think if you were to ask the common fan heading into this series, well, who's the better player? I'm talking about like a basketball casual.
Sure, sure, sure.
Who's the better player between Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, despite SGA being the MVP? Because most people don't know that, because most people don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, Anthony Edwards, the guy that everybody talks about. And last night, he had an opportunity to push this series and keep them relevant, and he wilted. In a situation where you lost by two, Danny, Anthony Edwards had 13 shot attempts last night. I feel like he was trying to be somebody he's not. I've had a battle with him throughout these playoffs. He's had these moments where someone's gotten in his ear, some veteran, and said, Ant, you got to get your teammates involved first. You got to pass the ball. He's now overpassing, over dribbling. He played bad last night. If you're just a box score watcher, you'll see 5 turnovers, 6 assists. That'll make you vomit. But if you watch, like, for them to lose by 2 in Nikhil Alexander Walker's getting the same, more shot attempts than you off the bench, Jaden McDaniels getting more shots than you in the starting lineup, like, you're the alpha. You're the guy. This is your time to go be that guy. And you weren't. He was extremely passive. And it's the reason why they lost by 2.
So this is an interesting dichotomy. So there's a lot. I think I agree with a lot of what you said.
Yeah.
SGA had 30 shot attempts. Some of those probably weren't great shots.
Right.
But the point is, if we're going down, the MVP's got the basketball in his hands, right?
Exactly.
Things are going to happen. So I think some of this, it's people always want to say it's one or the other.
Yeah. That's
what the shouty shows have given us. So Stephen A. Smith at every opportunity last night during halftime or otherwise, this is disgraceful, this is absurd, this is that. At no time is there any deference paid. Now, again, you're right, he needs to do more, talking about Edwards.
Yes.
There's no deference paid, though, to Oklahoma City's brilliant defensive execution.
Very true.
You've got four wild animals that smell blood in the water. Yeah. D'ing him up, shifting everything towards him, multiple layers for, you know, for him to go through, basically saying, not you.
Yeah.
Now, this used to drive me crazy when in this town we would talk about people go, well, Chase Young is being double teamed. They're trying to stop him. You know, they don't do that for Myles Garrett.
No.
Or TJ Watt. Never. Or the guys that produce at any point in time. That's not to have Chase Young catch trapped. Just, it's the point I'm making. I understand the defense is looking at you. They've been looking at LeBron, too, at various
points.
For
years, yeah.
They probably noticed Luka or back in my day, MJ or Larry Bird or anybody else. Defenses, they're stymied and hampered by the rules that are there to encourage offense. All right, so when everybody's 30 feet from the basket, good luck trying to check people. So they're, and you know, you're gonna play certain kind of zones, things like that. He needed to do more.
Yeah, the bigger point is he's got to evolve as a player, point blank.
So there's also the element of, it's not like they couldn't score last night.
They were
dropping buckets at will. DiVincenzo, that was as good as I've ever seen him. I mean, it basically, he was automatic from that corner. I think he had 77 threes, numbers approximate, from that one spot. And you're getting easy buckets for McDaniels. You're getting easy buckets for Gobert because it's tough to rotate. The point, Oklahoma City's point was, we don't care how many times we get jabbed in the nose.
Yeah.
We are not going to let the Anthony Edwards haymaker take us out.
Yeah.
And there still has to be a point of, I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha.
And it's disappointing because, like, think about last year when everyone kind of championed him like the next great thing. Michael Jordan comparisons were coming out. Danny, because of like he's boisterous, he's got flamboyance, it's all of that. But last night, and in this series in particular, like he's been thoroughly outplayed by the guy who we should be calling the best player in the world, and that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And every time we have these best player in the world conversations, because it feels like it shifts every year, there's a part of me that like does woke basketball radio here and goes, well, does the NBA like that? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Giannis and Nikola Jokic, like those are your MVP finalists. They're all international guys. They're begging for an American star to come to the forefront and be the man. Like everyone thinks Jason Tatum can't do it because like there's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This like stigma around him and being soft, and he's not doesn't have the fancy shoe deals. He doesn't have the commercials. It just feels like to me Anthony Edwards dropped the ball last night. That was a big opportunity for him to show the world again, like, hey.
I agree with that. It's not over, though, and that's kind of my point. The story here isn't written, but that was a chapter.
Yes,
I think.
It was an ugly chapter.
And OKC, again, I think they're the best team in the league. Yeah. That's my wild sports take today.
Yeah,
I hope everyone's okay. That was a little inflammatory. No, I think they're on the way to the finals. Minnesota deserves a lot of credit for getting here. They were kind of an afterthought a couple straight years. That's a big deal. What's next for them? I think that's tough to say. The other series, this is a fascinating one. And again, we'll talk about the Nets here in a moment. This is fascinating to me, where we're acting like the Knicks had to make these like massive adjustments and like these huge changes. They had huge leads in I think in game one. I think they had the better run of play for most of it in game two even. And these are close, nail-biting games, and we're acting like we've got to panic and change everything. Despite all that, they went on the road to potentially extend that series. This is going deep, I think. It's a nice old-fashioned Greco-Roman wrestling match.
It feels like it. What stood out the most from, what was it, Sunday night when they battled?
They all run together. Sunday, I think,
The last game that the Knicks won, Carl Anthony Towns went bonkers in the fourth. And then, like, when you think about all of the discourse online surrounding him, I think when Cat was in the floor for games one and two, they were outscored by 29 points. Mm-hmm. So, like, he has not been effective at all.
And that's with him scoring great in game one.
Exactly. Right? Played well. His mentality shifted in the fourth quarter. And I think that was you mentioned this thing's going to go deep. I don't even think it's just specific to this series. It feels like there's been blowout, close game. Mm-hmm. Blowout, close game. Blowout, close game. We're going that way with this series as well. I say all that to say, like, the Pacers were putting belt to ass of New York the other night. And it was Karl Anthony Towns in the fourth quarter. It was a couple of ex-Wizards, Danny, Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright, giving them key minutes in the third. My big takeaway, too, is Tom Thibodeau, who I've been super critical of. He deserves a lot of credit for, like, in-game adjustments that he had the other night. But to your point, it does feel like a series is going to go long. I just feel like when it comes to the Knicks, they shouldn't be here. When the Knicks made the trade for Karl Anthony Towns before the start of training camp, if I would have told you that their path to the finals was going to be beating up on a young upstart Pistons team, then getting a half-man Celtics team, and then getting the Pacers in the conference finals, you would have said, sign me up for it. And it doesn't feel like – I say all that to say it feels like they should have some massive advantage in this series, and it feels like they're kind of having an uphill climb, it feels like, to get out of this
thing. I think Carlisle's getting more of what he wants than Thibodeau.
He's a better coach.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah. But even beyond that, it always feels like it's always hard to quantify. If you're not a huge basketball fan, this may not make sense to you.
Yeah.
I'll try to put it in football terms. Years ago, there was a little anecdote, a little story, that when Kyle Shanahan was in charge of the offense here, they figured out a rule for the Patriots, right? Okay. And I'm blanking on the name. I think it was Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork comes off the field against certain formations.
Yeah.
So they alternated. They would do a sub package. So sub package number one, he's on the field.
Right.
And then they would switch. They do the other sub package that he comes off the field. So he's just doing wind sprints between every play.
Getting gassed.
Yeah. He's dictating.
Yeah.
So Kyle Shanahan dictates the matchup that he wants. He's getting what he wants. He forces you to act a certain way. Now, it feels like when you're watching a basketball game, it feels like somehow Carlisle's got, okay, so when they switch, they do this. I know they're going to do that. It gives me Pascal Siakam in the post against a smaller player.
Yeah.
Or I'll get Halliburton switched on to, I don't know, Cat or somebody.
Yeah, right.
And it feels like they're getting what they want way more often than the Knicks are. And for the Knicks, it's Thibodeau sitting there with an angry look on his face going, Jalen.
Yeah.
1-on-5.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens.
I'm telling you, they treat him like 0-1 Allen Iverson. It's the craziest thing. Because you have Karl Anthony Towns. It's not like you don't have another guy that can go get buckets. It's frustrating to watch. That's why I don't respect them would be like kind of like hyperbolic, but like I don't get how they've got here to this point. I don't feel like they're necessarily deserving of it. They had things break their way. And I think every champion in every sport can say that at some point during your run, things
always
had
happens,
to break
right?
your way. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.